This storage jar was acquired by the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 2020. Artist Glenn Ligon.
I have a 7-year-old godson who lives in Tokyo with his parents, and they were walking by an antique store in their neighborhood, and they saw two jars. The owner thought that they were actually Dave Drake. That became a kind of fascination for them, how those ended up in Tokyo. So we made a pilgrimage to see the jar in the Met's collection, and was actually surprised at the size of it. It has a physical presence that seems much larger than its stated dimensions.
The inscription tells us what the jar was for and for whom. It reads,
"When you fill this jar with pork or beef, Scott will be there to get a piece." It could be misspelling or a pun. If it is a pun, it's a quite funny one, because after you eat, you're kind of sated, at peace, you know?
The jar is further inscribed to a Mr. Siegler and a Mr. Bacon.
I'm assuming that Mr. Siegler and Mr. Bacon are people that he takes orders from. There is something really interesting to me about how casually he addresses them. It's hard to imagine how an enslaved man could even write these words, but there they are, and we're still puzzling over them.
Ligon has lent a jug to this exhibition. The jug, covered in flowing, high-contrast glaze, is located nearby.
Dave could have just made ordinary jugs, but I think that extraness is a characteristic of African-American art production in general. The filmmaker Arthur Jaffa says there's no extra points that LeBron James gets by dunking the ball. It still gets 2 points, but the virtuosity from which he gets from the court up to the basket and dunks the ball is the extraness. I think the extraness in Dave's production is about a kind of joy, which is ultimately about a kind of resistance.